This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission safely returned to Earth after their 18-day historic mission aboard the International Space Station. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft splashed down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego in California this afternoon.
And we have splashdown of the AX4 crew back on planet Earth.
Welcome home.
Dragon, SpaceX, rigging is complete. Stand by for capsule lift.
Dragon copies.
Dragon, SpaceX, capsule lift in progress, brace.
Good verbal confirmations there and visual confirmations that we're getting a successful lift.
Dragon copies.
The crew will now undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program to adjust to the Earth's gravity. Axiom 4 mission's Space Odyssey began on 25th of last month when the Falcon 9 rocket carrying the Dragon space capsule blasted off from Florida towards the International Space Station. Group Captain Shukla is the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. During his stay aboard the ISS, Mr. Shukla conducted 7 India-specific microgravity experiments. These experiments are designed to generate critical data for future planetary missions and long-duration space habitation. This mission, dubbed Akash Ganga, is a collaborative effort between Axiom Space, U.S. Space Agency NASA, and the Indian Space Research Organization. Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined the nation in welcoming Group Captain Shukla as he returned to Earth from the historic mission to space. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, as India's first astronaut to have visited the International Space Station, Group Captain Shukla has inspired a billion dreams through his dedication, courage, and pioneering spirit. He said it marks another milestone towards the country's human space flight mission, Gaganyaan. Talking to media, Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said it is a moment of glory for India as one of her illustrious sons returns from a successful voyage which conducted posterity, life-bearing experiments in microgravity, which has been never done before.
ये गर्व का पल तो है ही है, भारत के लिए एक अद्भुत आनंद का पल कि भारत माँ का एक पुत्र आज कामयाबी से लौटा है, एक ऐसे प्रयोग से, एक ऐसी यात्रा से जिसमें बहुत सारे ऐसे एक्सपेरिमेंट्स किए गए जो पहले कभी ना किए गए थे लेकिन जिनका समस्त मानव जाति के लिए महत्व रहेगा आज वास्तव में विश्व बंधु के रूप में शुभांशु ने हमारी तर्जुमानी करते हुए वो काम वहां अंजाम दिया है और ये कह सकते हैं कि अंतरिक्ष में एक स्थायी स्थान भारत को आज स्थापित करने का अवसर भी रहा सफलता भी रही.
The minister said that all the astronauts will be in quarantine for the next 1 week. The execution of Indian nurse Nimisha Priya, which was initially scheduled for tomorrow in Yemen, has been postponed. According to the official sources, the government has made concerted efforts in recent days to seek more time for the family of Nimisha Priya to reach a mutually agreeable solution with the other party. Since the beginning of the case, the government has rendered all possible assistance in the matter. Despite the sensitivities involved, Indian officials have been in regular touch with the local jail authorities and the prosecutor's office, leading to securing this postponement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Chinese President Xi Jinping today, along with fellow Shanghai Cooperation Organization members in Beijing. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he briefed the Chinese president on the recent developments in bilateral ties between India and China. India's R. Vaishali, Harika Dronavali, Koneru Hampi and Divya Deshmukh will compete in the fourth round of the FIDE Women's World Cup in Batumi tomorrow, aiming to secure a spot in the quarterfinals. Vantika Agarwal was the only Indian to exit in the third round, falling to Katerina Lagano in the tie breaks. The country's overall exports rose by 6% in the first quarter of the current financial year, reaching more than $210 billion as compared to the same period of the last financial year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.